The rundown, it is Tuesday. It is February 12th. I counted back.
I thought it was Wednesday.
At least Wednesday.
I counted back from Valentine's Day. That's how I did that. And today's my last day on the rundown this week because I am unnecessary. I am heading
an unnecessary awe.
Yeah, I'm heading to NASCAR. Barcelona NASCAR teaming up. I'm actually now legitimately excited to see what this is about. We're teaming up in 2019, kicking off February 17th from Daytona 500. Sold out of the packages. So if you slept on those VIP packages, tickets we were selling, gone. Dave, that's me. Kate, Chaps, Cons, and Chef. All going down for Barstool Tailgate live show. Come hang out with us at our spot, the Midway at Daytona. If you can't make it, be sure to tune in to the 61st running of the Daytona. I would have guessed it was like the 100th running of the 61st running of the Daytona 500 this Sunday, 2:30 Eastern on Fox. So
I knew that was going to be a problem. Bob Fox put his jacket on the menorah. I was like, how are you going to get that down, bro? Look at these dummies. That's disrespectful to your menorah, too. I knew that was going to be a thing. All right, continue.
Antonio Brown in the news. He has said he is done with Steeler Nation. He's out. He's still in a contract, but he's done.
They're fucked, though, right? Isn't the cap situation a nightmare?
Yeah, I don't know
what
trade
to... him, it's still
he's
like
so all over the place. He's every week.
He could be the worst human alive right now.
Well, what about LeBron?
He's third.
Antonio, third?
No, no.
You said LeBron was threatening the American way of life.
Antonio Brown is third.
Oh, got it. Goodell.
Goodell, LeBron, Antonio Brown.
I'll take
him. I mean, would you want him on?
I'll take him right now.
You would?
Well you are going to get, like, the Jets are going to
get Le'Veon Brown and Bell. Yeah. I mean, I'm just I'm so devoid of, like, talent at the skill position that I don't think I can be, beggars can't be choosers. Sure, but I fully admit that.
How much worse can you get?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I almost know that he'll be a headache, but if he can actually catch the football, like, let's go.
He deserves for somebody, a teammate, to just break his nose, honestly.
It's crazy. Also, like, did you see that picture he took with Edelman?
Yeah,
how do you get trolled like that?
I didn't even.
How do you let that? Said, like, Edelman no, Edelman was holding up six and he was just standing there.
Like, I don't even. When I first saw the picture, I didn't know who it was because his
he
look.
He dyed his mustache.
Like, rapidly. Yeah. It's like, I thought he was like a rapper or something. He's everything that's wrong with the Steelers.
Ooh. Okay. Go ahead. I was going to say, I'll counterpoint that. I actually love Antonio Brown because, like, diva wide receivers are hilarious, and they make football fun.
That the league always needs one at
yeah,
at
right. It's just like Odell, Antonio baton, Brown, you know? And Odell does nothing compared to
the
Antonio
Brown. The fact that Odell
Brown
gets lumped in with guys like
right,
this is crazy.
Right.
But I love just, to make fun of the Giants.
This I don't think he's hilarious. I think he's an asshole.
No, but the world, like, the NFL needs – the NFL's more exciting when we have – this one might have gotten a little – like, it's a little bit too much now. But him getting upset about not winning team MVP and the mink coat, and it's just
it shows up. He drives
diva wide receivers. It's kind of funny.
Steelers are fucked, though.
Fucked
between both of those guys. And the caption I was reading, it's like, if you trade him now, you lose $21 million. If you trade him in a few weeks, you lose $24 million.
Got to get rid of Tomlin too. He's let this go. I mean, the second he started making Facebook videos of, like, the post game, like,
yeah,
speeches. Clean that's house. Probably like hit the road.
I'll take him too. Give me all the Steelers. Bring him to New York.
What do you mean give him? That is him.
I'm saying I would take him as my head coach. I would.
Oh, Tom.
I would take them all.
Adam Gase. Breaking: Chris Bosh, who hasn't played an NBA game in 4 years, announces retirement.
It's a good move. I like that. Move.
I did like a triple take when I read that. I was like, yeah. What? I thought it was.
What was a bigger surprise to you, Muhammad Ali being alive or
that,
dead?
That
or,
caught me off guard. Yeah. Muhammad Ali, I thought was alive.
What?
I don't know how I missed it.
I don't remember the big, like, fanfare of him dying.
And I remember Ali. There was a ton of fanfare.
I remember that story about how he saved that guy from committing suicide.
Oh my God,
when
there
he
was
died,
so
right?
Much fanfare.
Now, I literally.
They shut down Louisville.
If somebody hit me at the right time in my brain when I was like, no, he's alive, and like, no, he's dead. And like, I'll bet you your net worth on him, I would have done it. That's how convinced
I was.
Well,
when
did he
die around someone else? That's the David Bowie theory that I have.
May 27.
If you die around someone else,
Muhammad would.
He would trump.
But I'm saying, like, well, what if it was Prince? Prince was dominated everyone.
Died June 3rd, 2016.
No. Who? Prince doesn't dominate Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali, it would be almost impossible to beat Muhammad Ali.
I had him in my.
It would have to be like the current.
We'll switch around.
Talking about internet?
The only reason I brought him up was because I'm
Prince died April 21st, 2016.
Not too far off.
The only reason I brought him up was that there's the picture from the Carolina game of that old bag just like losing her shit saying Michael Jordan, which I love. I thought it was hilarious. It's like, what living legend can create that reaction? I said Muhammad Ali. And people are like, well, he's dead. I'm like, no chance.
Well, actually, then your point is even more correct.
If you saw Muhammad Ali
right now, you would be like, what the fuck?
That's like seeing a ghost.
Right.
Because you would.
So you, point dead. You, Davey.
Yeah.
But you're honestly, exactly right.
Do you have anybody? I was trying to think. Michael Jordan's just about the biggest living legend there is.
I don't know.
In the world?
Like, what athlete?
They always throw out, like, soccer players. But
like Beckham's
Pele,
pretty big.
Yeah.
But even that.
I don't think Pele.
Beckham's pretty
Ronaldo.
Big.
Ronaldo?
I still think Beckham would be my
I'm trying to think. I don't think anyone. I don't think anyone gets to that. Maybe Kareem just because he's so tall.
No, but Kareem wouldn't. I don't think people. Like, that's legitimately like.
No, I know. Jesus, like, I'm just thinking of people who are a combination of famous, but also, like,
freaks.
How the hell. Like, when Kareem walked in here, we all were like, what the hell? That's crazy how tall he is. Yeah, I think it's just MJ.
Francesa?
In the category of zone.
Yeah. Wait, what were we just talking about with.
Francesa?
No, before the MJ thing.
Bosch retired.
Bosch, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bosch.
I like the move, by the way.
But I'm actually calling bullshit because I feel like if he spent this long not saying that he was retired, if someone called him tomorrow and was like, hey, we want to sign you, he'd be like, done.
Well, that is a theoretical question because in the article, it's like, no one will give me a chance. So
right.
He's.
So he. Yeah. It's
can
like,
you retire if nobody will sign you?
Correct. Correct. I don't think so.
Like I break up with you, not you break up with me.
Correct. I guess theoretically, like, we could retire.
Right, I'm retiring from the NBA.
Right, it's because no one will sign you.
The Bosch also kind of, it's got to suck for guys. I always think about guys like that who, like, his game is perfect for today's NBA.
That's what he was saying.
Like, that
he
sucks.
He would thrive.
Yeah.
He had a pretty good run, all things
he
considered.
He did have a good run.
He got overshadowed by the other two. But
and he was always, like, the punching bag of LeBron.
Well, LeBron always needs
someone. And the Bostrich thing, he was always kind of more of a punchline than a,
yes.
But his numbers were good.
This video is very funny. So, New York subway video. Lady's in a fight with somebody, and she just threatens that she's gonna suck his dick off. She's like, you won't do it? I'll suck your dick off right now, bitch.
I'll suck that dick meaner than ever this bitch ever could in her whole stupid ass, retarded geek ass life. She a geek. She a fucking geek ass hoe. I'm 40 years old.
She's supposed to pop on him.
And I'm gonna teach this stupid asshole how to suck a dick.
And then she like gets up, walks away, but she went down ready to suck his dick.
I mean, it was pretty intimidating. No?
Very aggressive, yeah.
I mean, funny. That would scare me way more than someone being like, "I'll fight you."
She's like, "Take your dick out right
what
now."
What do you do?
Because it's so emasculating. It's like, yeah. Well, then if you're gonna like come over the top on her, you have to take your dick out. But
she,
are you prepared to
think-
do that?
I think she would have bitten his dick.
Yeah, I wouldn't
well,
trust
she
it.
Said she wouldn't. She's like, I won't bite it. I'll just suck it right
she
off.
She seemed trustworthy, Dan.
I think she would bite it.
I believe her. I believe
that. Imagine if they got into that and just continued in like an animal.
Well, it'd be like the hottest sex scene ever.
Like just
like I told you, I'd suck
his
dick.
Just
like yeah, you're gonna suck it.
It's crazy that there are still things going on the subway that make me be like, wow, never seen that one. Like this many years in.
Yeah.
Subway is still surprising.
This I don't get. So it looks real to me. Towson College, old blackout stomping grounds. So there's basically a woman, a mother, like 50-year-old Asian lady, walking around showing pictures of her son to girls. Be like, do you want to date my son? And now the police are looking for her. This may
Why?
Be like stereotypical, but I could see my mother doing this. Like the Asian women.
Jews and Asians would do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, so right. I don't see, I mean, who cares?
Yeah. Like this is.
I don't know why they're looking for.
You don't have to like arrest her. It's a bit weird, but I don't think it's like.
It's also like I know this is gonna sound stupid, but it's kind of an in being like my crazy mom.
Yeah.
Like it's a big icebreaker.
Yeah.
You got to work with it. You're starting in an awkward spot. But I feel like
I'm all for working with it. I don't think it's a positive.
No, it's an icebreaker.
Yeah.
Like you have something to talk about when your mom goes around asking a bunch of women out on a date for you.
Yes.
You at least have the first thing to say.
And that is like the most difficult thing.
You still got to close, but
get in the living room. That gets in the living room.
And honestly, your mom is not coming back into play until, you know, you were being like in a relationship. Right. So if you can get over this first hurdle, your crazy mom disappears for the next.
Right.
No idea why the police are like launching a manhunt for this woman. Crazy.
That's, you know what that is? That's college cops.
Yeah, they need something to do. Yeah,
they need something to do. This is the biggest thing, you know?
Could be fair. Weak subjects, I guess, today, but that's all we got. That's
yeah, what else is...
That's all I got. There was a decent video of like a fight where a lady just puked in the middle of it. I almost put that on there. There's a lady going nuts in the supermarket, like just throwing everything on the ground. Then she just tried to pay for a bag of Pringles.
Hey!
Llama a la policía, llama a la policía.
Don't. Ew.
You're probably gonna run somebody over.
You know who eats Pringles? Always disgusts me. Gaz loves Pringles.
Oh, of course he does. He has.
Pringles are like the ultimate like white trash gas station food.
I love Pringles, but like eating them all the time, it is one of those foods that
to be like your go-to snack.
You like it, but when you eat it, you're like, I feel kind of dirty.
Yeah. Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
You got like the your hands are all.
Yep.
And Gaz eats like a fucking 10-year-old, so.
Oh, he's.
Gaz like a bird.
One of the worst.
Cheeseburgers and chicken fingers.
First things he learned, I forget what trip it was, but he like picked a restaurant, and it was like.
Come on.
It was so bad. It was like a fish place, but it was like a dive bar in like Montreal, and it's like you're never doing that again. Yeah, I guess that's about it.
Is he gonna defend himself, Tommy? What are you doing?
Sneaky little rivalry building, Marina versus Frankie, which I love. Ooh. Marina with a great scene, the Bergeron shirt.
But that's Team Portnoy.
1,000 games.
But that's Team Portnoy.
Yeah, but do you see what she did? She ordered that shirt for herself and had it sent to Frankie, so he opened it thinking it was a gift, and that's the Bergeron 1,000 goals shirt.
Is this a thing, 1,000 games? Is that a big deal?
It's a big deal, yeah.
That's a lot of games.
There's a lot of games, but like...
15 years in the league.
Yeah.
I just wanted Frankie to remember
that's a lot of games. It's a shitload of games.
So yeah, that's it.
Nothing else.
It's kind of a.
And we just run the. Let's
oh,
just
we have
like Reddit,
the gold
let
documentaries
for
tomorrow.
Two more what? Minutes. I was saying just let it run for two more minutes. That way, when people see it, they're not like, "Oh, it's only a 12-minute rundown."
There like, was we'll a conspiracy at Chuck E. Cheese that they are.
I'm interested.
Okay.
That. The waiters take the leftover slices and then just create a new slice and give the people leftover
pizza. A mega slice?
No, you it's even like know? You order pizza
like a pie.
And they're not creating it fresh. They're just taking leftover slices and putting them back.
I think you kind of deserve it if you go to Chuck E. Cheese
I mean,
for your pizza.
You would not be able to tell the difference.
Right.
Fresh and old Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Like there's a
like
certain level of...
Chuck E. Cheese has categorically denied the charges.
Okay. Well, I actually categorically say they're true.
Okay. Fine. No, so. That's it.
Gaz, you eat Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
I don't eat Chuck E. Cheese pizza now, but I do
you
eat
would.
Shit.
You would.
By the way, that first restaurant experience, pizza. Portland, Maine.
Oh, right.
Rolling Rock Ugly Sweater Party.
Yeah, right.
Like 2009.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And I stopped picking restaurants after that.
You can't, I would never pick that, but I don't ever pick restaurants either because it's just,
no,
you're just setting yourself up for the
next,
man,
like,
you know?
Well, Portland, Maine actually has a lot of nice restaurants, and he picked the worst one.
Where did we go recently where I told the person?
Like, you can pick like a perfectly fine, like nice upscale steakhouse, and I feel like if something goes wrong at the
where
place,
where were
it's
we,
fault.
Dave?
Easy,
when we were,
I mean, he's the worst. He, if it's up to him, he'd eat McDonald's and Pringles every day.
Yeah,
we were somewhere, and oh, I think it was Tyler in Atlanta, and I was like, yo, you better have picked a good restaurant because if you didn't, Dave will like kill you.
When did we go?
And I can't remember where we went.
I don't,
it's just not worth it. Let him pick.
Oh, no, it was Daniela in Atlanta. She got the Chinese food and she was like, it's not very good. And I was like, don't say that around Dave.
That and hotel
like,
rooms.
He will,
you just
he
don't
will own you.
Don't
just
pick
let
those
him make
things.
His own bed.
Remember, we just kept going in San Fran Super Bowl just to prime rib.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
Went like 1,000
that place
times.
Was unbelievable.
We went every time.
I love that place.
That's
oh
maybe
my
the
God.
Best restaurant
they just shaved the prime rib for you.
That was very funny.
hours.
Wasn't that like a deal, but then you guys just kept going?
No, it was expensive, but it was.
No, it was just so good. We went every night.
Amazing.
They went so often, I thought it was like.
They just give you.
Yeah. It was literally, I think the name of the place was like.
It was House of Prime.
Right.
House of
Prime. And there was only five of us at the time, so it's like, well. The budget, we'll just blow it all on the House of Prime.
House of Prime rib.
Just keep going. Fuck it. All right, there's your extra 2 minutes, people.
Don't say we never gave you that.